Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, this morning. We're here again in the house of the Lord. We give you the praise and we give you the glory. Thank you for this time of consecration. We understand and know that there is nothing that we can do of our own except by the grace of God in our lives. And we want to thank you for the grace of God and the special mercy that we have received, every one of us. We give you all the praise and glory, Lord. As always, we know that your word, when it comes, it brings light into our lives. So let it be this morning. Give you all praise and all glory in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody says,
amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. That's right. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let me see if I won't take too long this morning. My message is called, or titled, By My Spirit, Saith the Lord. Amen. That's what I'm going to be speaking about for a few minutes. But I want to start here and give you a background to this. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, this last part of verse 2. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen?
Amen?
Now God is fixing here to bring restoration out of this chaos. Out of the void, out of the darkness, and out of all of these, things that don't look right. God is going to bring order. But the first thing is, His Spirit is going to move. Amen. And I want to say to you today that there is nothing great that is going to happen in your lives except by the Spirit of the Lord. God's Spirit must first move. As we see here, the Spirit of God, He moved upon the waters. And there is nobody like that Holy Spirit that knows how to bring order out of chaos. Hallelujah. You can take things, that are void and without form, and He can bring order out of it. He can take darkness and He can speak light. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of God. Hallelujah. In the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, we are told here in verse 6, He begins to say to us that, look, it is not... He answered unto me and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So it is by the Spirit of the Lord. And the next verse, verse 7 says, look, what God is going to do, He will speak, the Spirit of God will speak to those mountains that are in your life. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and He shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying grace, grace unto me. The Lord's Spirit in our lives is what accomplishes great things. Now, I'm going to show you and tell you, share with you a few scriptures here this morning, and then say something that the Lord wants me to share with us. Now, I want to say to us right away that a little in God's hand can become a lot. Because God commanded the light to shine out of darkness. God made things to come out of nothing. Amen? We are told that the things which are, God created them out of nothing. So He can take nothing and make it something. And He can take a little and make it a lot. That's how great He is. Amen? But it all by the Spirit of the living God. It all works by the Spirit of God. I want to share with you a parable here that Jesus gave in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Turn with me, if you would, to Matthew chapter 13, if you would, please. And I want to just read two verses there. Verses 31 and 32 of Matthew 13. And let's see what Jesus had to say in this parable. You know, of course, Jesus, he gave many parables about the kingdom. And I love to read these parables, but hear this one out. Verse 31 of Matthew 13. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that even the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Now, the mustard seed, see, God put the power in this little seed, which is the smallest seed. God already put, he fixed it that way. He put the power in that little seed to become the greatest among herbs. And that's what God can do. He can take something that is so little that people think is nothing, and he can make it become something very great. Hallelujah. That's what the Spirit of God does. And he takes is counted as nothing. In fact, in the book of Job, chapter 8 and verse 7, the Bible says that though thy beginnings were little or small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Amen? Amen, somebody? You may start with a little beginnings, small things. That's why the Bible says, who has despised the day of small things? You know, look, anything may be small right now. See? But God knows how to make it greatly increase. Amen? Praise God. And he can increase it, but it's going to be by the Spirit of a living God. And that's what I want to talk about today. Now, in the book of Psalms 127, verses 1 and 2. Now, I want you to know that anything that we can accomplish in life has to be by the Spirit of God. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Can I get amen on that? And except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wicked, but in vain. Now, listen to verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early and sit up late in order to eat the bread of sorrows. For so he giveth his beloved sleep. Now, some people think, you know, and look, we know that everybody's situation is different, and we're not making light of anybody's situation, but God's people must trust the Lord. Amen? If you are a child of God, you must trust in the Lord. You cannot depend upon your three jobs. You know, some people won't come to church because they got to work this job and that job and the other job and so forth. And wake up early, stay up late and so forth, and yet still eat the bread of afflictions. Still eat the bread of sorrows. It's like putting money in a bag of holes. Folks, I want to show you today how you can do less and get more. Amen? Amen, people. Now, you know, and everybody here knows that, look, I believe in doing. And I preached a message a couple of weeks ago about that, that there's a season for you to do, and there's a season where the dew of heaven falls, and then there's a due season where you receive. So look, I don't believe that people should just fold their arms and do nothing. You know, but I want to say to you that, look, you know, even though we must do our part, we must recognize that the increase comes from the Lord. Amen? It is not so much, you know, all the struggles and all of these things and so forth. You know, it is the Lord, you know, if the Lord is not in the building of the house, it says right here, you know, it's not going to stand. You know, the laborers are going to labor in vain. Amen? Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to read, you know, just a few scriptures to give you a setting for this. You know, there is a story, you know, that I like very much. And that story is in the book of Judges, if you turn with me to Judges chapter 7, verse 2. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel should round themselves up against me, saying, my own hand has saved me. So there's a lesson in this. You know, God wanted to show that, look, it's not what these people, these 32,000 people can do. It's what I can do. Amen? It is by the Spirit of the Lord. And there are many, many stories in the Bible where God will tell the people, you know, of Israel or the people of Judah going up against the armies, that you shall not need to fight in this battle. The Lord will fight for you. You've heard that, those stories. We've preached them over and over again. But let's bring out this viewpoint here. The Lord told him, look, these people are too many. Now go therefore and tell them, proclaim in the ears of the people, in the ears of the people, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and let him depart from Mount Gilead, and so forth. So, you know, it was a mixed multitude. God can't do very much with a mixed multitude. He needs to get rid of all of the unbelief. Amen? You know, he needs to get rid of those who are fearful. Because if you have fear, you know, that doesn't work with faith. You know, and the fearful people, you know, they are going to make the hearts of the other people fearful as well. You know, so he said, look, send the fearful. So make an announcement. You know, if you're fearful, return home. Well, you know, when he did, 22,000 people returned home out of 32. So there was 10,000 left. And the Lord said to Gideon, look, there's still too many. You know, so here's what I'm going to do. Bring them down to the river, and I'm going to tell you, you know, how to separate the people. Those who drink the water this way, put them on this side. And those who drink the water this way, put them on this side. So at the end of the story, to cut a long story short, Gideon ended up with 300 out of an army that started with 32,000. God sifted it down until he had 300. And God said, finally, yes, these 300 are good enough. That's what I want to use. Amen? Because it's really by the Spirit of the living God. It's not by the numbers. You know, praise God. You know, so, you know, let me read to you another story here, you know, that tells you that, look, it doesn't matter. Numbers and all those things and, you know, human effort don't make too much a difference to God at all. Listen to this in 1 Samuel chapter 14 and verse 6. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few. Amen, people. Marcelo, there is only two of us, but, you know, hey, you know, God can walk with many, and he can walk with a few just the same. Amen. As a matter of fact, sometimes God prefers to walk with a few, just like we just saw the story in Judges. You know, if there are too many and they are mixed, of course, if there are many and they are all believing God, then that's great. Amen. But if it's a mixed multitude, get rid of them. You know, and let's have some people that have some real faith. Praise God. So God, you know, God doesn't, you know, need numbers. He can walk with many. He can walk with a few. It's all the same to the Lord. Now, let me tell you also the way that God does his choosing and the way that God's favor comes into our lives. Praise God. Praise God, people. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 7. And listen to this. You know, how God does things. Contrary to what we may think, you know, this is how God does his things. Deuteronomy chapter 7. Let me read from verse 7. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people. For you are the fewest of all people. Amen? Amen, folks? You know, and I believe this is for every individual, but it's also for this church. The Lord did not set his love upon us in this church because we are the largest church. You know, of course we know we are not. Probably the fewest, you know. But because the Lord loved you, he said in verse 8. And because he would keep the oath that he swore unto, you know, your fathers and so forth like that. So, you know, what am I saying? God does not bring the favor of God into your life, you know, just because of something. You know, or he didn't choose the people. He told the Israel, you know, people of Israel, God didn't choose you because of your numbers. In spite of your numbers, because you were small, he chose you nonetheless. Amen. So what God will do is not because of numbers. And what God will do is not because, you know, of, you know, human strength. For by strength shall no man prevail. You know, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Listen to this in Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And here's what I really want to bring out in this message here this morning. Reading from verse 11 of Ecclesiastes chapter 9. I returned and saw under the sun So this man, you know, he's always checking things out and looking for something to write about. So he said, look, you know, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. You know, now listen to this. This verse is deep. Amen? Well, let me break it down. You know, we have the Olympics that are going on right now. You know, it started this weekend in England and so forth like that. You know, usually in the Olympics, the race is to the swift. Amen? You're doing a 100 meters dash, you better be the fastest in the group. You will win as long as you follow the rules, of course. You know, make sure you don't get disqualified. You know, so usually in men's thinking, the race is to the swift. You know, and usually in men's thinking, you know, the battle is to the strong. You know, if you're going to fight, you know, if somebody has, you know, a gun, you better have a bigger gun. Amen? That's right. If they, you know, they have some kind of weapon, you better have an atomic bomb. Or you better have an atomic weapon. And yet, your nuclear weapon better be greater than theirs. This is normally the strategy that it is, you know, in human terms. If somebody, you know, is going to battle, the stronger person will win in human terms. Well, not with God. Amen? Amen, people? Because my ways are not your ways. Neither are my thoughts your thoughts. You know, the things that God will do are by the Spirit of God. You know, God takes no pleasure in human achievements. Couldn't care about those things. You know, He takes pleasure in the things that His Spirit brings about. Amen? So, you know, skill. You know, say, I'm skilled. That's not going to bring the favor of God into your life. In fact, it is the favor of God that brings the skill into your life. It's not the other way around. You cannot say, I've got business savvy. You know, I know how to run a business and so forth. That's why my business is prospering. No, that's not why your business is prospering. If your business is prospering, it is because God put a favor upon you. Amen? It is because of the Spirit of God. You know, look, you know, riches and so forth do not come to men of understanding. That's what this verse is saying. You know, God doesn't bring the goodness of God into your life just because of your natural wisdom. Now, if God gave spiritual wisdom, of course that came from Him. Amen? Then people can profit by that. Praise you, the name of the Lord. So bread is not to the wise. Look, it's not, you know, the race that you're running. It's not all of these things and so forth. It is the Spirit of the Lord that will cause things to happen for you in your life. Praise God. And if you can just get this down in your spirit, then you're going to have the victory every single time. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Listen to this in the book of Romans. Chapter 9, verse 11. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, but that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of Him that called. These children were in the womb of Rebekah. Twins. They had not done any evil. They had not done any good. They were not yet even born. You know, but God said, you know, and why did He say it? You know, He said it so that the purpose of God according to election might stand. And not that by works. You know, so let's take a note of that. What did He say? He said, look, well, the elder will serve the younger. Well, that's not right. You know, in human terms. Normally, you know, the elder or the eldest, or, you know, or the firstborn, he gets the birthright and so forth like that. You know, so, you know, but God said, I'm going to switch it. Amen? Praise God. You know, because He can do that because He is God. Hallelujah. So it is not of works, you know, and so forth like that. You know, and then He said, verse 14, what shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For God said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. And I love the scriptures. God will be one of my favorite in the whole Bible. You know, because everything that God does is by His own prerogative. Praise you, the name of the Lord. You know, and He said in verse 16, so then, it is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but it is of God that showeth mercy. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Even though we must run, even though we must do whatever we can and so forth like that, you know, but it is ultimately by the Spirit of the living God. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now there are maybe some people in here today that are, you know, you think that by, you know, if I can just walk two jobs, if I can just walk three jobs, if I can just do this other thing, and so forth like that. That's not how you're going to get the real blessing. You know, now, it is good for a man that he should both, you know, labor and enjoy the, you know, work of his hands. And if you enjoy the work of your hands, you know, that's even a gift from God. But if you have to twirl around the clock only to put the money in a bag of holes, you know, as soon as you earn that money that you have been working so hard for, there is one big problem waiting for you. Hello? You know, as soon as you work those three jobs, you pile them up, but only to pay credit card bills or whatever it is, you know, and so forth like that. Of course, that's through foolishness and lack of wisdom, you know. Or whatever it is, or some other problem is waiting for you as soon as you get your paycheck, that problem is waiting, and it's like, you know, just as people say, from hand to mouth or whatever it is. Well, is that what God's plan is for your life? Of course not. Amen. But you must recognize, you know, that it is not by all that stuff. You know, that's not how, you know, that's why he said the race is not to the swift. You know, neither is the battle to the strong, you know, or even bread to the men, you know, men of understanding, or favor of God comes to the people who have the skill. No, these things God chooses. Hallelujah. And when God puts his favor smack down on your life, you know, you might be, you know, remember the message. If you don't know it, go check it out on the website. Rejected of men, but chosen of God. You know, you might be rejected, you might be the smallest, you might be the least, you know, and so forth. But God might put his favor on you and you will become the greatest. Hallelujah, hallelujah somebody. But you must know and recognize that that can only happen by the Spirit of God. Praise God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. And I want to point out in that scripture that he says, look, how does he supply your need? It is not according to your job. Amen? It is not according to the job you have or you don't have, but it is according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I want you to remember that. There is a story here in the book of Luke chapter 5. And I want to tell you that this man, Peter, and his companions, they were skilled fishermen. You know, I mean, they did fishing for a living. They knew the high tide and all so forth. They knew when the fish was there and they knew when it wasn't. They, you know, and they just knew what to do with fish. I mean, they were skilled. They were skilled fishermen. They knew their business. Anyway, in this story, you know, they had toiled all night, but they caught nothing until the master came upon the scene. Amen. So let's read some of it in Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed on him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake Gennesaret and saw two sheep standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of the sheep and they were washing their nets. Well, you know, Jesus saw two sheep, but he's going to pick one of them. Amen. Amen, people. This is how God does his things. You know, both of these sheep, they were labored all night. They caught nothing. But Jesus, he spotted the one that was Peter's. And that's right. He's going to go right to that one that is Peter's. So he went there. He took one of those sheep, which was Simon's. And he said, look, you know, why don't you thrust out a little into the from the land. So he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. You know, first, he took care of his spiritual business. Amen. Amen, folks. That's how the real blessing of God comes to your life. You know, you may be struggling with some things in your life, but you got to turn it over to Jesus. You know, I mean, Peter, they struggled all night, you know, but as soon as he turned it over to the Lord, You know, but the Lord did not immediately address his fishing problem. You know, Jesus took care of some business first. Amen? First, he preached to the people the word of God. You know, because that takes priority over every other thing. Ye shall seek the Lord and his righteousness first, the kingdom of God. Then all these other things will be added. Amen? So when he was finished, verse 4, then he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep. And let your nets out for a draught. You know. So Simon, you know, Simon was always, you know, outspoken. And he said to the Lord, he said, look, what do you think we've been doing here all night long? We've been on the deep. We have toiled all night. We have got nothing. We've been there all night long. But I love this word. I love this word. One of the favorite words that I love in the Bible. Nevertheless. Hallelujah. Peter said, look, I've done everything in my power and we caught nothing. I don't know what it is today. You know, we have not caught any fish. This has never happened. You know. But nevertheless have thy word. Hallelujah. He recognized the word of the master. He said, nevertheless at thy word, I will let down the net. So they did as Jesus said. You know, and they enclosed a great multitude of fishes in verse 6, and their nets began to break. Amen. These were people that have been fishing all night long, didn't catch anything. But at the word of the master, hallelujah. Then all of a sudden, all the fishes in the sea came to that one spot. Amen. You may be in business. Your business may not be prospering. You may be doing anything. It may not be working. You know. But look, let me tell you something. You cannot achieve anything by your strength. You must recognize the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit of God begins to move, it's effortlessly. You know, they just went there. All the fishes were already there waiting. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap for that. Hallelujah. That's right. Because Jesus is the master of the universe. And he can command those fish. You know, you stay right there and wait for Peter's net. Amen. And sure they did. And they caught a great multitude of fish. Their nets break. They beckon to the other ship. Come on over. Help us and so forth. They have plenty and more to go around. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. Run it over. When the Spirit of God begins to move, that's how the blessings of God will come in your life. But you cannot do it by your own strength. You know, and some of you have not really been prospering the way God wants to prosper you because you have probably been trying to get everything accomplished by your own strength. But it doesn't work that way. Amen? It has to take the Spirit of the living God. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible says, that ye shall remember the Lord thy God. For it is he that gives you the power to get wealth. Amen, somebody? That's right. He is the one that gives you. And why does he do it? So that he may establish his covenant, which is swear unto your fathers. You know, it's not because of you. God told them, look, I didn't choose it because of you. You people are stiff-necked, he told those people. He said, but you know, he's doing it because he wants to do it. Praise you in the name of the Lord. And when the Spirit of God begins to move, there is no stopping the Spirit of God. He can take that void. He can take that darkness. And he can begin to bring, you know. And all God had to say was, let there be light. Amen? Amen, amen somebody. Amen. And there will be light. And all he had to say is, look, let the earth bring forth abundantly fruit and the seed in the fruit. You know, my wife was talking to me about it today or yesterday. She said, well, it's amazing. You know, all these wonderful things. Because she has this little garden that she's doing and so forth. And every day, you know, the more she plucks, the more the thing grows. She said, it's amazing. One little seed. And I said, well, that's why he said from the beginning, let the seed be in the fruit. Hallelujah. One word from him, that's it. Till this day, every time that you plant that seed, one word from him. He doesn't need to repeat his command that he gave thousands of years ago. Amen, somebody. God doesn't need to say anything twice. In fact, the Bible says, the sun and the moon, they looked unto him and they were enlightened. Hallelujah. The sun gets its brightness by looking to the Lord. Amen. And one day, you know,
One day, if the Lord frowns, that sun will be ashamed, and the moon will be turned to blood. You know, and one of these days, it's going to happen. Well, that's a subject for another day. But I tell you what, you know, one word from the Lord, till this day, all those planets are in the place that God said them to be. He said, let them be for signs. Let this one be like that, and let that other be like that. And that it is the way it is until this day. And all of that because the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. Praise God. You must allow the Spirit of God to move upon your situation. Amen?
Amen.
It is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. The mountain that you are facing, the challenges or the struggles, you need to turn them over to the Spirit of our living God. Can I get amen on that?
Amen.
Praise you in the name of the Lord. Whatever your struggles, praise God. You know, there is a story here in Matthew chapter 14, verses 14 to 21. Of course, Jesus, now this story is not about struggles, but it's about showing you how Jesus can take a little and make it into a lot. You know, so they had this, you know, there was on this day that Jesus went forth and multitudes followed him and he preached to all of them. This is how the story went. You know, but first he healed all their sick. You know, when he healed them, he preached to them, he did all of these things and so forth. And then all of a sudden, it began to be dark. It began to be evening time. You know, so the disciples came to Jesus and said, well, Lord, you know, it's getting late in the evening and all these stores are getting closed. And we are so far away. You know, let's send them away, you know, so they can get some food before the stores close. And Jesus said, no, you give them to eat. Amen? Amen, people? You know, and the disciple says, are you kidding? Where are we going to have the food to feed these thousands of people? But Jesus already knew what he was going to do. Amen? So he asked them a simple question. He said, well, you know, don't worry about that. What do you have? They said, well, we don't have anything, but there's a little boy here. Well, that part about the little boy's lunch is in another part of the gospel. But when we put it all together, we found out it was really a little boy's lunch. He had just a couple of fishes and a couple of loaves. And, you know, he packed his sack lunch. Now, remember, you know, these people, when they followed Jesus, you know, they carried, it's like when people are going to a picnic, you know, they're going all day long. They have their baskets. They, you know, carry a little food and a little water with them and so forth. So they all had their baskets at the beginning. But they had been there the whole day and so forth. And they ate all their food. Their food was gone. But this little boy, he still had some extra food, probably because his mother packed him a little more than he could eat, or whatever, I don't know. But he still had a little left, and all these other people, their baskets were empty, you know. So, but they still had their baskets with them, so they were going to take those baskets home when they left, you know. So, but Jesus took the little boy's lunch, a couple of loaves and a couple of fishes, and when he gave thanks, he multiplied, and he blessed. And he gave to the disciples, and they gave to the thousands of people. And they counted about 5,000 men, not counting the women and the children. And if you add women and children to that, who knows how many it would have been. But they said it was 5,000, counting only the men. And after they were finished, the Bible says they picked up 12 baskets, because those people still had their empty baskets that they brought along with them for the day. You know, they picked up 12 baskets. You know, that started with just a little sack lunch. Remember this little, you know, how many of you know these little brown bags that you used to carry your lunch? This is all that his kid probably had. But when Jesus was finished with it, not only did he take that to feed thousands, but he had 12 baskets left over. Hallelujah! This is what the Spirit of God can do in your lives when you turn it over to Jesus. That's what he can do. But if you are struggling, you know, and you're not ready to turn it over, then, you know, he can't really do very much, you know. And God always said, he always told them, you know, every time, you got to turn it over to the Lord. You know, one woman came and said to Elisha, I said, the creditors have come to take, you know, my son and so forth. My husband, you know, who was, you know, a man that feared the Lord, he's dead. And he can't pay our bills and so forth. The man of God said, what do you have in the house? Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. A little in the hands of God can become a lot when the Holy Ghost moves upon it. Praise you the name of the Lord. That's right. You know, and he said, well, you know, I got just a little this and a little oil and that and so forth. He said, fine. Don't worry about it. You know, go borrow a lot of pots and things from your neighbors, and when you come in, shut the door and begin to pour the oil.
Hallelujah! Yeah.
Praise God. And that oil continued to fill until he said, then she said to her son, bring me another pot. And then the son said, well, we don't have any more. All the neighbors are giving us everything they had. And then the oil stopped. Amen. Hallelujah. Another time, Elijah, the prophet, when God sent him to the Shunammite woman, and he came after the brook was dried, and he came and said, you know, to this woman, gathering two sticks, you know, and something. And he said to this woman, woman, you know, what are you doing? She said, well, you know, I'm just gathering two sticks to go, you know, make bread, you know, there's been farming in the land, and all I got is a little cup of flour yet. I'm going to make, you know, our last cake. My son and I will eat it, and we'll die. That's it. But Elijah, the prophet, he said, well, that's all right. You know, nobody's dying today. Amen? Amen, somebody? But you make for me first. You turn that little cake over to the Lord first. Hallelujah. You see, and he said, and he brought, you know, the Spirit of God moved upon Elijah at that very instant. And he brought the word of the Lord. And he said, the barrel of meal. Hallelujah. Praise God. Shall not waste. And the cruse of oil shall not fail. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And I try to tell you something. You know, there was nothing in the word of Elijah that made anything, any of those things to happen, but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God moved in that word that Elijah spoke. And I tell you what, folks, you know, men of old, moved by the Spirit of God, they speak as God spoke with them. That's how great things were done in this Bible. Even the scriptures were written by people who speak by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. When the Spirit of God begins to move, great things happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. It is not by might. It is not by power. But it is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, saith the Lord. There's a chorus that we say, it is not by might, it's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by might, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. 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 By my Spirit, says the Lord. It's not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be moved. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. If there is nothing else you remember today, I want you to remember this saying. It is by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And any day and every day when you get up, I want you to say, it is by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And you can prophesy, you know. Amen. You can prophesy when you are repeating God's word. That's prophecy. Amen. You can say, thus saith the Lord unto this mountain, thou shalt be removed by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Amen. You can say it, and God will back it up if you believe it. Because you are repeating his word. When you repeat God's word, he will back it up when you have faith in your heart. Amen. But that word must be mixed with faith. Otherwise, it will do you no good. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So I want to say to you today, you have some struggles. There are some things that have not been going right in your life, you know. But you've been trying to make ends meet. Well, that's good. You know, I say good job, you know. But I want to tell you that except the Lord build the house, you know, the laborers are laboring in vain. Amen? And except the Lord give the increase, you know, you can plant, you can water, you can whatever, but it is God that gives the increase. Amen? Even the scripture says that. It says Paul may plant, Apollos may water, but it is God that gives the increase. Every increase comes by the Spirit of God. It's not because I had skill, it's not because I had wisdom, it's not because I had talent, it is by the Spirit of a living God. In fact, God will say, you know, He will say in His word that I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion, and I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Well, I want to say here this morning to the glory of God, I happen to be somebody that has received the mercy of God. Have you received the mercy of God? Yeah. Amen. If you have received the mercy of God, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise you in the name of the Lord. We are vessels of mercy. We are not vessels of wrath. In fact, God put His mercy and His favor in my life. I know it. I don't know about you, but do you know it? Do you know that the Spirit of God has ordained goodness and mercy and favor for your life? Then if you know it, you must turn it over to Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, as long as that little boy kept his lunch, it was just a sack full of lunch. But when he turned it over into the hands of the Master, look at what he did. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And if Jesus steps into the boat at any time, you know, that fishing that had been all night long, that did not accomplish anything, you know, one word from Jesus changed all that situation. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And I want to pray this morning, being that it's our consecration weekend, and I know that you're all coming here believing God for something. And I stood before the Lord, you know, for several days, and I asked the Lord, I said, well, you know, what you going to do? So He, you know, put this message in my mouth to speak to you this morning. So based on that, I am going to believe the Lord with you here this morning. Now, whoever it is that's been struggling with something, you know, that's the person that I want to believe God with you this morning. You know, and I know you have faith already. Because if you didn't have any faith, you probably would have stayed in your home. Say amen. Amen. Yeah, you believe God. That's why you came to church this morning. But I want you to take another step of faith. I want you to believe God even more. Amen. Now, the Bible says that one will chase 1,000. Amen. But if you can get together with somebody that has some real faith, then you can chase 10,000. Amen? Amen. Praise God. So, you know, if you can already chase 1,000, you know, I promise you, when we get together here this morning, we're going to chase 10,000. Amen? Amen? So if that's you this morning, there's something you've been struggling with. And, you know, every time you get this close, just this close, you're about to grab it, you miss it. Every single time. You know, I'm speaking to somebody here this morning. You know, you're about to get it and you miss it. You know, and it's like an opportunity. Always, you always miss it. You're struggling and you always miss it. And you look like you cannot get ends to meet. Well, here's the word of the Lord unto you this morning. You know, turn it over to the Spirit of God. And if that's you this morning, come out here quickly and let me believe the Lord with you this morning. Praise God. You say, why does He always say that? Well, because it takes an extra step of faith for you to step out here. Praise God. And when you step out here, because I stood before the Lord already and I prayed. And I said, Lord, anybody will stand and believe, you know, and I'll believe with them. Let the Spirit of God move upon their lives. Praise you the name of the Lord. And that's what I'm going to pray for you this morning. I'm going to pray that the Spirit of God will move upon your life. And I'm going to pray that the Spirit of God will move upon that situation in your life. That situation that has troubled you or eluded you. That blessing that you almost always got, but you didn't get it. Every single time you missed it. You know, it's kind of like Peter. He toiled all night long, but he didn't get it. But Jesus, hallelujah, by the word that He spoke, you know, He turned situation around in one night. You know, praise ye the name of the Lord. Now, those of you who are out here, come closer together. And I'm going to pray and believe the Lord with you. And I'm going to ask the Lord
by the mercy of God. Remember, Jesus said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. It's not because the twins in the baby, in the belly of the woman, Rebecca, it's not because they've done anything, but it was because God chose the favor over on one over the other. That's His doing. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. And God already made that favor to cross over unto us when Jesus was upon the cross. Amen? Amen. Praise ye the name of the Lord. So He's already taken care of it. Now, lift up your hands and I'm going to pray and believe God with you this morning. Now, Lord Jesus, behold your people that stand before you here this morning. Amen. They have heard the word of the Lord and they're responding to the word of the Lord this morning. Now, Lord, I pray, let the Holy Spirit move upon their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the living God is upon me. And He has anointed me to bring this word unto you this morning. For the purpose that you may know that God rules in the affairs of men. That you may know that the race is not to the swift. And that the battle is not to the strong. That bread is not to men of wisdom or understanding. That favor is not to people that have skills. But that these things come from the Lord. Now, Lord Jesus, as they turn it over to you this morning, I want you to zero in your mind. Zero in unto that situation. Whatever it is, you know, that has eluded you, something you've been struggling with, you know, zero in unto it, into it in your mind. And let's believe the Lord together. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said, if any two of you shall agree concerning anything that they will ask, you promised to do it. Amen. Amen. Can I get amen in the church?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Lord, I agree with each one of these people that are standing before you here this morning, Lord. Whatever it is the struggle has been, whatever they have toiled night and day, perhaps some of them have worked several jobs just trying to make ends meet. But it is vain for you, said the Lord, to rise up early and stay up late just to eat the bread of affliction. God, through the mighty power of the Spirit of God, when you turn it over, He will change all that. And He will give you sleep and rest. Amen.
Amen.
Praise ye the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, Lord, move upon their situation. Let the Spirit of God move upon their situation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, move upon their situation, Lord. Whatever it is that they are standing before you and believing God for today, move. Let the Spirit of God, like He did in the beginning when He moved upon the face of the deep, let Him move now in your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Some of you must receive a Holy Ghost makeover. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. The Holy Ghost must make over some things in your life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Move upon them, Lord, this morning. And do a Holy Ghost makeover. Over that situation that they've been struggling with. Over whatever it is. Doesn't matter to the Lord. The Lord does not need to save by many. He can do it even by few. The Lord can take a little and His hand can become plenty. And though your beginnings were small, saith the Lord, yet your latter end shall be greatly increased.
Amen.
If you believe that, give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen.